distinction with profound consequences. We do not know this threshold's texture. Is it more veil or mist, stone or breath? But we know it is moving, forever racing away from us.
In the darkness, precociously pondering the fundamental questions of human existence. What is life? What happens when we shuffle off this mortal coil, to quote Shakespeare? Is there life out there in the universe beyond the beautiful, beautiful, magnificent desolation?
This is Lisa Corinne, the Ellen Phillips Katz Executive Director of the Block Museum of Art. On February 4th, she introduced artist Dario Robledo in a public conversation regarding his latest exhibit, The Heart's Knowledge. You just listened to Robledo discussing the attainable, which is the margin of space we can reach and observe, though forever moving away as the universe expands. This clip is from the exhibit's film component called The Aorta of the Archivist, which is featured at the Block Museum of Art. The exhibit is a result of a 5-year collaboration between Robledo and the McCormick School of Engineering. From San Antonio, Texas, Robledo has been featured at institutions across the country as a lecturer and visiting artist. The medium of his work can range from sculpture to film. He centers his work on the human experience in the natural world. As an artist in residence, Robledo worked closely with students in STEM in his exploration of the heart and in the creative process of the exhibit. Julio Otino, the dean of the McCormick School of Engineering, helped spearhead this collaboration.
Dario brought curiosity, incredible talent, and can I say this, what an artist, rare humility.
Harvard art history professor Jennifer Roberts also attended the discussion. She had assisted Robledo in the process of making the exhibit.
It's an artist at large, it's not an artist in residence. It's an artist that's not sitting still. It's an artist who's moving around the campus and making connections, which is so important.
Robledo challenges the viewers to consider how the scientific and artistic fields break boundaries in a similar way through seeking to understand the world around us. In the conversation, Robert suggests that
we're among the best people to build these bridges because artists are intellectuals who aren't necessarily tied to any particular discipline.
The exhibit explores the intersectionalities between scientific and artistic exploration and how the two fields might be more related in their aspirations than previously considered. He uses the discussion of the heart as a way to illustrate this comparison.
The study of the heart, which for millennia has been argued over by philosophers, priests, and artists, science generally avoided for many millennia really digging in, unless it was philosophical, because they couldn't record it. So I like to say that the heart was its own unobservable universe problem for a long time.
I talked to Greta Bell, an artist and friend of Robledo's, who attended the conversation with Leah Conklin. Both said they were nearly speechless following the event.
He incorporates time, I don't know how he could do it, but the future and the present and the past, and all with heart and how we're all connected. And
he's putting words and thoughts of things that I've never been able to express.
Yes.
Which then when you hear it, you react, then it's like, whoa, that's a truth.
Yes.
Like, I want to sit with that for a little bit.
Yes.
He found unity between the science and art worlds through dialogue of empathy and exploration of the human race's capacity to be empathetic.
Nothing has challenged me more to think empathetically than imagining the ultimate other, of alienness, when you can assume no shared sensory experience or cognitive similarities or emotional range.
Robledo united arts and science in the counter against the attack on empathy, as he called it, which we are currently facing.
In fact, you should assume that it's being actively attacked by new technologies or whatever. Empathy needs to be innovated. We need to innovate in the ways we can counter and express it.
The Block's modus operandi is for art encounters to catalyze this kind of profound questioning, especially for our students, to cultivate self-knowledge and the capacity for empathy.
What is the actual boundary line of the human capacity to empathize? I don't think we even scratched the possibility yet.
Reporting for WNUR News, I'm Emily Stoll.